September meeting, NorPlatte taking place last night, guys. We're moving along. And hey, Ryan, first, we're about, still under a couple of weeks into the school year. I know we talked with Kelly the other day on the Open Line program. Seems like classes, everything going well here in McCook, and I'm sure they are in NorPlatte as well.
They are. So, you know, we're, 4 weeks in, I think, now. So, you know, fourth of the fall semester is underway, and volleyball teams are headed out, and the men's golf team, I think, of McCook has played a tournament. The rodeo team's up and running. So, yeah, we are flying.
And we do have some sports news to get to, which we'll get into the agenda here shortly. We'll start first. You had a public hearing, first of all, dealing with some things. Is that right?
Yep. So it is September, so it is budget season. So we did have our property tax hearing and our budget hearing at 6:30 here last night. And so we did present those to the audience in there, which was our own internal students and faculty staff. And so then we did that, and then we headed into the board meeting at 6:40 to have our open forum. So Kathy Fife and Josiah Reet, both of our student representatives, both provided an update, kind of here we go, you know, 4 weeks in, students are here, athletics are going on. You know, they're doing a great job of kind of keeping the board up to date. I noticed throughout the meeting last night, Josiah, he came, I think, in August as well, before school started, really engaging with the board, and that's really what they want, is they want the students' perspective on action items. And so Josiah's done a good job. I know he is also reaching out to a lot of the student clubs and organizations to get kind of updates and what's going on with them as well. So it was great to hear from students. Here we are, the first meeting of the year.
You also had an introduction to a new director of early entry and program development.
Yep. So Kayla Thurman has been with us for about 3 or 4 years now, I think, full time last two. And she has now taken on the role of the director of early entry and program development. Again, it served as the assistant director for her first couple years of full-time employment. But her boss left, and so she applied and was hired for the position. She's doing a fantastic job. Our early entry dual credit numbers continue to rise, thanks to her and others around the campus. But it was good to get a face with a name and get her in front of the board.
And also the college's new grants coordinator, too.
Yes, so Kristen Borman, she's a current resident of Ogallala, is the new grants coordinator, spent several years out in California, retired from teaching, and moved to the lake south side of McConaughey, and worked for a couple years in the Grant Public Schools at Perkins County Public Schools, and then retired again. And so she has come on as our grants coordinator. We're excited to have her, and she's actually in Valentine today, so she's out and about meeting grants managers and looking for opportunities to provide additional funding for a lot of programs.
Also, some recognitions, your resident assistants and resident life assistants introduced as well.
Yes. So, you know, they kind of keep they help keep the balls rolling there in the resident's life area. So we did have an opportunity for our North Platte RAs and RLAs to come have dinner with the board last night, and then also to be introduced. And so it was good to have them. But, you know, they serve in a lot of capacities, whether it's a resident's assistant, resident's life assistant. Some of them are assistant athletic coaches on more of a part-time volunteer type basis, and then some also serve and help with campus security as well. So it's just great to let the board see them and hear a little bit about their stories.
Consent items didn't have many. Was this a recognition that the members of the Mid Plains Faculty Association negotiation team, was that kind of an introduction?
Yep. So for negotiations every year, they have to request to be recognized to negotiate, and then have to list their negotiators, and so that was formality. But yep, it was part of the process.
Action items, everything dealing with the budget, wasn't it?
It was. So the board did approve the resolution to fund the budget with property taxes of just under $17 million. The board approved the 2022-23 budget with all expenditures and transfers at just over $54 million. And a big chunk of that increase is the ARPA dollars that the legislature appropriated to us last year. And so we do have to account for those as potential expenditures. And so that's the reason some of those were up on the increase side. Board then approved the base limitation of 1%, which gives us the authority in future years if we would have to have a large increase in taxes or state aid, just that we can accept those. So that doesn't change your tax request in the current year. It just allows us some flexibility with some unused authority moving forward. And then board approved bills, which is more, you know, routine. Some of this was due to the Brooks Hall HVAC completion, the CDC completion, and then the Highway 83 access here in North Platte. Those projects coming to a close. And so Those were part of the bills. And then we did approve scoreboard, digital scoreboards for the North Platte Gym. And so that will be a summer 2023 installation, but we had to get them ordered so they could get them manufactured. Half of those funds will be paid for by the college, and half of them will be paid through sponsorships and advertising. And so I do know, talking to Daniel or to Jacob last week, our director of institutional advancement, they're about $25,000 away from having the private side of those funds raised. So that is good news. And then finally, the board did approve the addition of men's and women's golf in North Platte. The men's team was planning to start in the fall of 2023, and the women's on the fall of 2024. So as we put together our strategic enrollment plan, the expansion of collegiate athletics was at the top of most comments. And so we did some investigation, some research, and these were the two that made the most logical sense in North Platte. We have housing capacity. That's something in McCook. We don't have a lot of housing capacity, so we've got to be very selective on how we expand those teams in McCook. But right now we're going to give men's and women's a chance in North Platte. A lot of high school teams, lots of prospects that we can choose from to field these teams. Both Southeast and Northeast Community College are looking to add women's golf in the fall of 2023, and then Central and North Platte would look to add in the fall of 2024. So we're waiting on the NJCA right now there, but they have Division I and Division III. We're hoping they'll put a Division II in for the women's team. Men's is already, they have one and two, and the plan is that the men will compete in Division II as well. So we're going to walk before we run, see how these things go before we consider anything else at this time.
All right, exciting. A couple of new sports added to the mix for the next couple of years. That'll be fun. You had a couple of reports as well last night.
Yeah, I presented, on my part, I presented a draft of the 2021-22 annual report. It's basically just a summary of what the institution's been up to from the last academic year. It includes just some updates from the academic affairs side of the house, our business and community education, as well as some infographics from our community campuses, highlights from our athletic programs, as well as just some student and financial data, and some notes on our strategic updates on our strategic update or outcomes from the 2019-2022 kind of schedule. So yeah, I presented that last night to the Board of Governors and kind of got their input, and we'll go back to the drawing board if there's any revisions and then finalize that document for publication.
All right. Cabinet reports, had some reports from others as well last night.
Yeah, just kind of recapping kind of the last month. One thing that I did cover with the board is the LB 644. So this would be the property tax postcards. I think they're all pink that are coming out. And so I'm not sure if your listening area has seen them. I know that I've heard Keith County's are out. I've heard Dual County, I believe, has sent theirs. That's not in our service area, but we had some residents that had received them. So that's going to outline how the taxes for the college are impacted by parcel, I believe. And so taxpayers will be receiving that. We'll be required to attend a joint public hearing in North Platte on September 27th. So Mike Steele and I will be there to present that. As taxpayers are looking at that, I do want, and we continue to educate them because I think it's something that gets lost. The legislature did pass a community college income refundable income tax credit in this past session, and they put $50 million into the credit for the current year, $100 million for next year, and then it increases up until it hits about $195 million in 2027. What this does is it looks at how much property tax is paid to the community colleges. And in 2022, so your income taxes filed in 2023 for the 2022 year, you're eligible for approximately a 20% refund of what you paid to the community colleges. For the taxes that we just approved last night, when you file your income tax return in 2024, you would be eligible for approximately a 40% refund on what those were. So while our property taxes are increasing, we do have this income tax credit that has now been offered to help offset that increase. And so you'll pay it on the property taxes, you'll get the refund on the income tax side. So overall net decrease of about 16% for what we just approved last night. So just want taxpayers to know that we did send a story out. I'm not sure if it's in the McCook Gazette. Yeah, I know it was in the Keith County News on Monday, but it does outline how some of that works. And I always say, if anybody has questions about it, Don't hesitate to call us, and we'll walk you through how that works. But they are refundable income tax credits. So if you don't pay taxes, income taxes, but you do pay property taxes, please file your tax return because you are entitled to that refund.
All right. And that did it for the September meeting. Besides budget, kind of a light agenda, wasn't it?
It really was. And so we kind of try to do that in September, because you're just not sure, you know what audience is going to be and the length of those meetings. And so we try to just be respectful of the opportunity for the public to come speak on behalf of the budget. And so, yeah.
Daniel, anything else as far as any other events with the two schools now?
Yeah, so actually, the Mid Plains Community College Rodeo Team will host its inaugural Whitetail Bull Bash tonight at the Wild West Arena in North Platte. Action begins at 7 p.m. The bash is open to the public, and tickets can be purchased at the gate at a cost of $10 each. The exception is children 10 and younger will be admitted free. And so the Whitetail Bull Bash actually kicks off our MPCC Stampede Rodeo, which actually is on Friday and Saturday. So if you're looking for something to do and want to get out and support our rodeo team, you can come to North Platte, and they will be in action at 7 p.m. each night at the Wild West Arena.
They had a very successful trip up to Wisconsin River Falls recently. I know Coach Clark talked to Wyatt the other day that they're pretty excited about this three-day stretch coming up.
Absolutely. You know, the women took first in that one, their first rodeo of the season, and so let's keep the momentum going, and a great way to put the women's team on the map.
And I see next Tuesday they got the second meeting between MCC and North Platte Community College Volleyball here at the Graff Event Center next week.
Yep, and like I always say, I win and I lose. So I expect a great competition, and I know, you know, Haley and Alexa are good friends, and so they obviously want what's best for their programs, and we're excited for the opportunity for them to compete against each other.
Next meeting, October, already here. It's going to be coming up in McCook on the 19th. Is that right, guys?
That is correct.